So this session is just to talk about Azure and IoT. We're going to talk about what IoT means nowadays, the revolution that we're seeing, the offerings that Microsoft has for IoT. So going a little bit further into the session that I had this morning, the demo that I had, and some announcements that we had during build and after that. So covering IoT itself, it's sort of an evolution of technology per se. If you think about going from mainframes to a lot of PCs, from a lot of PCs to even more smartphones, and now we're seeing IoT devices everywhere, including IoT devices that don't really do much, but there's some really, really good IoT devices out there as well. For example, I just installed a smart video camera as my doorbell, so it replaces my existing doorbell, but besides acting as the normal doorbell for the house, it then calls me on my phone and lets me know that there's someone's at the door and then shows me the live video if I need to do to talk to them or tell them to go away or leave the package at the door. So that's an interesting use of it. But there's quite a lot of different usages, from personal, like my case here with the doorbell, all the way through to industrial usages as well. We're seeing quite a lot of, there's quite a few laws that talk about why IoT is important, especially Metcalfe's law that shows that the value of a network is related to the number of users connected to it. And if we think about how many IoT devices we have now and will have in the next few years, the value of the data and the network that they're creating is really, really big. So if we start thinking about what IoT is, you start with a device. And that's a little bit further down. So this is just to give you a few ideas of what you can do with IoT. So for example, what if my things could tell me when I go, when they go somewhere that they shouldn't? So for example, if you have an OBD device that's connected to the trucks that you have as part of your fleet of trucks, and they end up deviating from the path that they were meant to go, say if they want to go from Warsaw to Krakow, but they end up going to a different country, there's something wrong with that. You know, the driver is probably going to visit a family friend or someone in a different country. So you want to know, you're going to want to get notified, and a smart device can tell you that. What if I knew that things are going to break before they did? So this is sort of predictive maintenance of devices that you have. So they're always sending telemetry up to the cloud, and you can sort of use machine learning, or if you know exactly, you know, if it's the temperature of the device goes over 80%, then there's something wrong with it. It should never get 80 degrees, then it should never go over that, and alert someone to go there and check out the device and maybe replace it. The best time for my things to whatever, and quite a few other examples that, you know, getting insights into all the devices, the telemetry that you get from the devices now helping you create the next version of your devices, and all of that. So everything starts with one device. So for example, I have the Raspberry Pi 3 there. And that device creates a lot of data, all the telemetry data that it's sensing, usage patterns, and et cetera. From that, you decide, oh, I need to also secure this, so it needs to authenticate with a service like Azure IoT Hub or the Azure IoT Suite. Once you have it secured so that you don't have anyone pretending to be your device, then you start getting insights from that data. So, you know, what's the pattern of the telemetry that I'm getting from the device, or what exactly is it telling me? From there, of course, you start adding quite a lot of devices, especially if you start getting a lot of more customers using your solutions. That's getting a lot of data. And then that data starts to come in real time, and you want to analyze that in real time. Then you start analyzing the data both in real time to find out things, say, if in the past few minutes, these two things happened with a list of my devices, then alert me because I need to do something. Or if you want to analyze things over time, so in the past year, how many of my devices went over a certain percent of processing power, for example. And this starts to get really difficult to manage by yourselves if you're building it yourselves. And then finally, you want to visualize that. We talked about Power BI, which can be used, but first you have to have the data and then make sense of that data and then display it. So that's where Azure and the Azure IoT array of services can help you make sense of all of that as soon as you start to go from just having one device to a lot of devices creating tons of data. So the offerings that we have are a few. So I talked about this morning about the Azure IoT suite, and that basically it's just some existing architectures that we have that you can take advantage of, but they basically create an instance of these services here. So the Azure IoT hub that will communicate to your devices so it understands the most common device protocols at the moment, MQTT, AMQP, and of course TCP, IP. Stream insights for real-time analysis of data. Storage, blob storage that we usually use to store the telemetry that's coming in from all of those devices. App service for you to host the web apps and any service, so web service that you need to run to respond to what's happening on your devices. Power BI, like we saw this morning, for the reporting of it. And then logic apps, so you want to create, if you need to create workflows, so that's part of Azure App Service, logic apps, to create a flow of things that need to happen depending on what comes out of stream analytics or what comes out of your data analysis. So there's quite a few services on Azure that we see that are related to IoT, and then a lot of our customers are already using to make sense of their IoT and implement their solutions. Of course, Azure itself is really, really big. I hope that in the Q&A, you don't have a question that says, can you name each Azure service at the moment? Because there's quite a lot of them. But we're focusing in this session in sort of the analytics and IoT section there. Cool. So, like I said, now we're going to talk a little bit about the Azure IoT suite, and we have a couple of architectures. This first one is the real-time remote monitoring of it. So we start with IoT Hub, which is the service in Azure that understands how to talk to your devices. From there, it takes it through Stream Analytics, so all the data that comes in goes through Stream Analytics, and then Stream Analytics decides to put the data in two paths. This one is the cold path. So we're logging everything, all the telemetry that comes through gets logged into Azure Storage Blob. And we also store data in DocumentDB, and that's basically just metadata about the device, so not as much data as we put into the Storage Blob. From there, there's the hot path, which means that it's going to be analyzed in real time, and if you need to run an action based on the telemetry that just happened, that just came through from the devices. We then have logic apps that then exposes the data to a system like a CRM system or a business process that you need to have in your company. The next one is a web app that it will give you that interface that I showed you this morning, I'll show you soon. That's just a website that shows the graphs and the monitoring of your devices. We also have Azure Active Directory, so you sign in. You can allow your customers to sign in with an AD account. And then the SDKs for the devices, so if you're writing code that will run on specific devices, then you can also use some of the Azure IoT SDKs to create the code for it to talk to IoT Hub. And that's pretty much it. So let's have a look at what that looks like in a little bit more detail. So this here is the Azure IoT website, so the web portion of that whole architecture. And then behind the scenes, we have devices here that are connected. So I have a couple of devices configured. And some of these are sample devices that are just generating data back behind the scenes. But we have three sensors and three of the cooling devices. We can create rules, and this is all part of the reference architecture. Of course, you don't have to go with this, but it's a good way to get started and then expand from this or just learn from this reference architecture from what we have. And what this looks like in Visual Studio, so you can actually get the source code for that whole thing. So if we have a look at what it looks like here, you can see here that's the website, and then we have a simulator if you need to simulate devices, so you don't have to buy 1,000 of devices to test what 1,000 devices sending telemetry looks like. You can use the simulator. And then we have a web job, which is basically processing all of the events that are coming in and putting them through the stream analytics. And you can also, so you can either go to GitHub and go to github.com/azure/azure-iot-remote-monitoring, right? And that's the same source code that I showed you in Visual Studio. And there's instructions here on how you can deploy this to your Azure subscription. Or, like I showed you this morning, you can just go to azure-iot-suite.com. That basically will log you into your subscription, and you can create that solution. So pretty much what we're seeing here in remote monitoring, this whole thing, you know, IoT Hub, Stream Analytics, DocDB, storage, and et cetera, that's exactly the same as what this will talk, the documentation here will talk you through how to deploy that. So you can choose between those two options. And in the end, you end up with something pretty similar to this. All right. So that's what the Azure IoT suite can give you. Cool. So there's quite a lot of advantages from the Azure IoT Hub. So it's designed for IoT. It knows how to understand your device. It will authenticate your specific devices, so you can add security that way. It understands quite a lot of different protocols. And it will, if needed, it will do multiplexing of connections. So it'll run multiple connections between the device and IoT Hub for you if needed. And it can handle quite a lot of transactions, so the cloud scale messaging. So let's have a look at what the code looks like behind the scenes to talk to the Azure IoT Hub, basically using the IoT Hub SDK. Cool, here we go. So what I have here are two pretty simple examples. One is called device telemetry. And this here is using the, so this morning I showed you the Azure function that used the NuGet, the NPM package for you to use Node.js. And this is how you do it with .NET, basically. So you have you install the right NuGet package, and you can do things like this. So this here is sending it, pretending to be a device. So this is pretending to be the sensor that I showed this morning, picking up the temperature and sending that information up to Azure IoT. So that's why this is a device client instead of a service. So this is pretending to be a device, and it's while I don't hit enter to cancel it, it'll keep sending this information up to Azure. So temperature, 37.2 degrees. So I'll start that up, and basically it's just gonna tell me everything that it's sending. So it's sending this device ID, that temperature, and then some other information, external temperature, humidity, and etc. And in the app config is where I have the device ID, the device key, which identifies that device that's unique per device, and then the IoT Hub hostname that it's meant to connect to. So if we go back here and change to sensor 3, hopefully we should see it at 37.2 here. It's at the bottom, so let's stop that, change it to something like, I don't know, 38.7, and start it again. And then it takes a few seconds for the Azure IoT Suite to start showing the change, but we can just wait here, and it should pretty soon go up from 37.2 and start going up with the new temperature. So this is basically picking up the sensor and pretending to be the same device that I had this morning. Okay, just a few more seconds and that should pick it up. So you can see now it went from 37.2 to 38.7, which is what I changed there. So it's basically picking up the telemetry and then reporting it up to Azure IoT. Cool, so that's how you pretend to be. It's pretty straightforward, and this is very similar, because given we're running Windows 10 Core here, very similar to the code that we have actually on the device sending telemetry. Of course, the device is sending the real temperature that it's sensing and not something that's hard-coded like this. And the other side of it is device commands. So this is basically Azure IoT. You send a command from wherever you like, so in this case, just this command line application here using .NET. You send it to Azure IoT, and that IoT knows exactly which device you want to talk to and send the command to it. So in this case here, I'm only sending this command to say turn the fan on the device. And it basically sends that command like this. So instead of a client, of a device client, now this is a service client. So this is basically pretending to be a service that is monitoring things, and when it detects it needs to do something to tell the device a command, then it sends it. And of course, the command itself can be anything. We just made up that fan on, and on the device itself, we just configured it to understand that command means to turn the fan. So if I run this, it should tell my device to get the fan started. Pretty straightforward, right? This device here, it's just connected to Azure IoT Hub as well, and it starts it up. We've hard-coded it to just run for a few seconds and then stop. Otherwise, it would cool off the whole room pretty quickly. No, but I'm pretty happy it didn't chop off the head of my minifigure there, because I quite like it. So that's a pretty quick example of how you can do, you know, pretend to be a device, and that's what's configured in the device, and the IoT Hub SDK help you do that. And also on the other side, if you need to send commands to devices, you can do that as well through IoT Hub. Cool. So some announcements. We announced the device management capability now. So you can use it to update firmware on the device. You can configure any device that's running on any of the operating systems that it supports. And it will send the device a command to say you need to update your firmware. The device goes to the specific URL that you configured for it to pick up that update. It downloads the update, installs it, reboots, and once it restarts, it just reconnects up to Azure IoT Hub. Like I mentioned this morning, we also have this thing called Azure IoT Gateway, and that's an SDK, and you can create a gateway on premises. Say, for example, you have devices that need extremely low latency, but you want to send to the cloud some of those events, or a combination of those events, or now we have, I think we've just announced that you can upload a whole file of events up to Azure IoT. So the Gateway SDK can help you with that. Or for another good example for the Gateway SDK is if your devices talk a protocol that is only local and it doesn't know how to talk TCP or any of the other protocols, then you can use the Gateway to translate between those protocols and then send the information up to Azure. We announced some starter kits. I'll show you what the starter kits are pretty soon. And we also have some region availability. Just some more information on each one of those. So for the device management, besides just updating the firmware and the configuration and the software on it, it's based on standards, which is pretty good. It's a new trend at Microsoft, you know, to try to follow standards as much as possible. And allows you to manage the devices the way you want. If you can, you can group them together and send the same command to a whole lot of them or target a specific one. And then it also helps you enable coordination between IT and operations as well. You can enroll devices into it at specific with specific properties. One thing I didn't mention there, you can also configure it to run the firmware and other updates at particular times of the day as well. You can group and manage devices, maintain them, and even decommission them. So if it gets to a point where the devices are not useful anymore, you can basically decommission them from your service. So what does that look like when you have a device that needs to be updated? So the IoT hub is there. It will connect to your device with that protocol that I mentioned before. And then this is an example just to update the firmware. So it'll tell it that it needs to update the firmware. It'll pick up the download. Once it's completed the download, and you can configure what time it runs, so that's any time during the job execution, then it applies the update, and once it's finished, it will reconnect. So I had mentioned that before. Gateway, like I mentioned, so for devices that don't speak TCP/IP, if you need to some sort of security isolation, so you know, very sensitive places like hospitals or somewhere that you need that extra layer of security and just have a specific gateway in between, that's there. Translational protocols, transform data even, and then you can use it to first do some specific intelligence analysis on the data if you have a lot of data coming in that needs low latency, and then only send a few of the telemetry up to Azure. And that all can be done with the gateway. Then finally, there's some starter kits. So you can go to azure.com/IoT starter kits. And in there, so you can have Raspberry Pi, Feather, a couple of Feathers, Intel Edison, and Things Dev. So if you want to start playing with an actual device that will talk to Azure IoT, and it comes with some samples, so the Raspberry Pi comes with samples in C and C#, for example. Others have the Arduino IDE, and the Intel one has the Linux version as well. So it's a pretty good starter kit for you to start playing with this. And then come up with your own solution in the future for IoT. We announced some new regions during build or right after build. So we announced that both Australia, East and Southeast, and Germany, it's in preview. You can see there that there's a specific schedule. So Europe, the good news is that both European regions are already available with the IoT offering. The UK is coming up a little bit later on at the end of this year, and then beginning of next year for the suite, beginning of this year for the hub. So if you're interested, that's good to know. Just to know that there is a roadmap and it's coming in pretty quick. And that's pretty much it for my presentation. I'll be here for the Q&A if you have any more questions. But I think now we have a break while we set up for the Q&A, and then please come back and ask us questions. Thank you.